Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 293.
Here we go! Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Thank you, Christopher B. Today is the day you can take your money, your business, your life, everything you touch and do to the next level. I want to welcome you guys that have just started listening to us. Our podcast has been going on probably now, I guess, almost 8 years. This is episode 293, and we're picking up new listeners every day. The podcast is now getting, 500 to 800 downloads a day, which is incredible. Plus, we get a bulk listenership through some other channels. So it's absolutely amazing, and I just want to tell all of you guys that are sending in encouraging notes, I get those. I get all my emails. I read all my emails. I thank you. And for the hate mail, I read yours too. I just don't listen to it, but we do. And if you want to see more videos that we're doing, you can subscribe to our video YouTube channel over. And there's a link in this podcast that you can do that. Today's show, you actually would probably want to see the video. Not that I necessarily think you ought to watch me, even though you're going to see me on there, but I'm going to be illustrating some things today about social media marketing, specifically Facebook marketing. I get questions all the time. The people have listened to different podcasts that say, "Hey, Terry, I heard a new rep come on and they've made, $10,000 in 2 weeks, or, $800 on the first day, or in their third month, they started really picking up traction and making $2,500 a week. How are they doing that?" Well, it's the three P's that you've heard me say many times on several different podcasts that you got to have to be in a successful business and have a successful business. You got to have people to talk to. You have to have a great product, and you have to have a process that's scalable. You can have the greatest product in the world. You might be selling something right now that you really believe in, but it's absolutely of no value to you if you don't have people that need, want, desire, and can afford that product, okay? And so what we do at TW3 is we give you a business marketing platform that's a lead generation tool as well, that will give you unlimited amount of people to speak to. We show you how to target people. We show you how to use various engagement tools, social media marketing. We show you how to use email marketing. We show you how to use our voice broadcast dialer. We show you how to use our bulk emailer. I've got training on all of those different tools. And I try my best to explain to people. A lot of times when you watch a video like this, if you're watching this on video or you listen to a podcast, so many times these guys can represent a particular software piece or product as some sort of genie in the bottle, that if you have this item and you get it, it's going to make all of your problems go away. And that leads to a lot of disillusionment by a lot of people. Early on, I wasn't probably doing the best job of training my reps on how to sell some of these items years ago, because they were excited about it. They were getting results and say, "Hey, man, get this, buy this. It's going to knock out a ton of leads, and you can start selling and making a lot of money if you're in insurance, real estate, or you want to sell this or whatever you want to sell." Their enthusiasm, while was correct, probably needed to come with one caveat. Not that they were intentionally trying to deceive or anything like that. It was just, you've got to learn how to use the tool. Okay. It's like anything else. You know, I can sell you a pair of shoes and sell you a basketball. Doesn't mean you're going to be the next Michael Jordan, LeBron James. I can sell you, you know, a golf club. It doesn't mean you're going to be Tiger Woods. It's just a tool. But you, if you learn how to use these tools and you use it the way people that have gone before you that are making tons of money and you follow the process, it works. Matter of fact, we launched an initiative, if I can speak, about 4 or 5 months ago called the 90-Day Money Made Guarantee. And what we told our clients when they came on, if you get our platform and you become a plus member or better, and you follow steps 1 through 5, and you hit certain marks that we want you to hit, you have to use the system, you have to generate so many leads per day, you have to come to the training, you have to do a certain level of activity. But if you will do that, we guarantee you results. And since we've did that, I'm telling you, number one, our membership success level has just improve that much more. We already had an 82.3% retention rate, but our retention rate is going up a little bit more, but the earning of all of the people that stay on board has increased exponentially. And that's because we sort of said, hey, you know, let's get into a little bit of a game here. I bet you, if you will do this, you will be, and you can bet me that if you do it and put your best effort in it, that I'll have to pay up if I'm not right. And we, as of to date, have not had to pay out on that yet, on that the terms of that agreement, which were where we suspend your admin fees, pay it for you, get you some other opportunities, get cash flow coming into you, all of that stuff. We haven't had to do any of that because as soon as people do the system and work the system works. So it's been a great thing. But today I want to talk to you about how, even if you're not a TW3 member, if you've tried to market on Facebook and have not had any success, I want to tell you, it is probably, I used to be a big Google AdWords guy, man, we sell, you know, 1,000 clicks to any URL address on any keyword, 1,000 clicks for $19, because we buy a ton of traffic from Google, and we still use Google. And by the way, if you want to take advantage of that, you can go to terrywilson3.com/traffic. You don't have to be a member to get that. You can go over, if you've got a website, if you've got a URL address, if you've got an affiliate link, if you got anything and you want to send traffic that way, we will send you 1,000 clicks based on a keyword search of your choosing. One keyword search. You don't get several, but one keyword. Anybody that says, you know, types in Nike tennis shoes, we'll send them to your Nike affiliate link if you want. 1,000 clicks. But and I was a huge proponent and still am of Google AdWords. But I'm telling you, more and more and more and more, Facebook. You've got to be using Facebook because, I mean, it is, the world is connected to Facebook, and everybody that has a smartphone is on Facebook. You know, I saw a study the other day that said more people are using their smartphones to peruse Facebook than they are actually to text people or to call people. So it doesn't matter what business you're in, your clients, your customers, the people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer are on Facebook. It doesn't mean that you can just put up an ad and all of a sudden you're going to be rich. You've got to have a funnel, what we call a sales funnel, which is a process that does 4 things. Number one, you've got to be able to target your right audience, because so many people fail at marketing on Facebook because they don't know how to target. So you've got to be really smart about targeting, and we have some training that can really help you no matter what business you're in. There's some things that are intuitive and there's some things that are counterintuitive that if you thought twice about it, it would be like, oh, But it's just not, you know, a lot of people just don't think on that level. And we sort of help you no matter what product it is. It's not just as easy, for instance, if you're in insurance saying, well, hey, I want to target people that are 50 to 65 to sell them this, you know, final expense life insurance product. Or I want to target people that are between this age group and this age group to sell them dental. Or I want to target real estate people. Or I'm in the car business. I want to sell them cars. And I want to target this age group in this area. It's actually way more sophisticated than that. You can, if you know what you're doing, target people that are looking right now, specifically looking right now, shopping for what it is that you sell. It's amazing. And then if you know how to target the people, then create a compelling ad. And this is the thing. A lot of times when people learn how to target the right audience, the next step is like, most salespeople, it's been my experience, and I had a training call earlier today, and I said this, most salespeople and most people in general, they understand sales. They've been around sales their whole life. I've met very few people that haven't had at some point in their life, in some career, at some time, a job where they had to do some form of selling. So selling, you know, you're around it all day. You experience selling every day of your life. So people get sales. They might not be good at it. They might not be the best at it. They might not know how to close and convert a deal, but they understand the gist of sales. Very few people understand marketing. Very few people. And most salespeople, people that have been in sales a while, they think they know marketing, and they are the worst marketers in the world, because marketing is completely opposite of selling. It really is in every facet. To be honest with you, I have sales reps in my business that are 10 times the salesperson than I am. Way better at sales. And they can talk to 10 people and they're going to close 3. I, on the other hand, have to probably talk to 20 people to close 3. But the difference is I know how to grab 100 people where they have to work their you know what off just to get in front of the first 10 that they saw. Because they're weak at marketing. So while I'm weaker at sales, I make up for it because I got a lot more leads. And so you don't have to be a great salesperson. And, you know, it's a numbers game for me. If I talk to 100 people, then I could be, you know, Joe Schmo, you know, Hillbilly Hick from South Carolina that can barely speak, still have a podcast and still have people, you know, that want to do business with me. So it's a numbers game. Marketing and selling is completely different. And this shows up on your social media marketing. Really strong. If you're trying to sell with your ads rather than marketing with your ads, and I'll tell you why there's a distinction here and how what that distinction is. But most salespeople try to sell their product with that ad, and that's the worst thing you can do. What you want to do is come up with a compelling graphic language that just compels that person to respond. And that is the art of marketing. What can I say? What image can I show you? What bullet points, just short phrases, can I give you sort of a compelling and mysterious ad that you go, I don't even know what that's about. Clickbait is a great example of probably marketing gone awry, but it is marketing. News, if you ever want to watch a news anchor tease you for the 11 o'clock news, they'll say heads rolled down the highway today. We've got footage of this accident film at 11. Well, the heads that were rolling down the highway were lettuce heads or cabbage heads, but they sort of intrigued you, right? That's marketing. That's not selling. Selling is there was a truck on the road today going southbound I-85 toward Atlanta. It was carrying, you know, X amount of boxes with cabbage and 2/3 of their loads fell off. That's explaining the story. That's selling the story. That's teaching you of what happened. And most people that are in sales, that's what they try to do when they come up with an ad, when they try to use a voice broadcast dialer, when they try to do email marketing, and that's why they fail. Marketing is the big bold print. It's mysterious. It's compelling. I got to find out what's going on. And so the 5 steps that I've laid out, I'm going to show you on my computer screen. I want to tell you, for you guys that are just listening to the audio, there's going to be show notes in your audio link here. But you want to target the right audience. You want to come up with a compelling and mysterious ad copy. And then you want just a simple opt-in. Okay, I've teased you. I've told you the what, but I'm not explaining the how. I want to, you know, I've got you interested. If you want to see this, then fill out this right here. Give me some basic information. Maybe just an email address. Maybe just your name and email address. Maybe your name. Here's the thing. The more compelling your ad copy is, the more intriguing and mysterious your call to action is in your ad, the more you can ask for in your opt-in. If you have a weaker ad copy, then you can just barely get their email address. But if you've got something so compelling, so mysterious, so I've got to find out what is going on because this could really help me, whatever, you could ask for everything. I've got some that ask everything but their social security number. I don't go that far. But their name, their number, their email address, their physical address, you know, some personal information. Not that I'm trying to do anything nefarious, but it's part of my funnel so that I can find out what to send them. You see, so the more ad copy is king. So Facebook hack is basically this: targeting the right audience, compelling, mysterious ad, a simple opt-in. Don't try to oversell them. Don't try. If your opt-in pages has all these other, you know, links and things to look at and videos, you've distracted them, you've lost them. So make it simple. And then once they've opted in, here's the key. You've got to value bomb the rapport out of them. And what I mean by that is this is your opportunity to build rapport. And I want to tell you, rapport is so easily lost and so hard to gain. And this next step, we call it the follow-up, is so crucial. How do you follow up with people once they've given you the right to sell to them? If you come real strong right out of the gate saying, hey, I've got this, you need to buy it, blah, 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 you've lost them. But if you come at it from an angle that says, hey, here are several things that we offer. I want to make sure I'm getting you the right thing. Let's say you're in the car business and you've ran an ad copy for an SUV. I, as a marketer, even if I was the Ford dealer and I was selling the Explorer, the beautiful thing with online marketing and doing referral marketing is I could tell them, listen, this is the business I'm in, but this might not be, the Ford might not be right for you, but I can get you information on a Chevrolet, on a Honda, on a Nissan, on a Toyota. And all of a sudden I'm positioning myself more as a consultant than I am a salesperson. And I'm right up front saying, I want to give you some information, the pros and cons. Sometimes what this company over here offers is actually better than what I offer. I'm a dealer for this, but I can refer you over here. This is how I made a ton of money in the insurance business. I might have had 5 or 6 companies. I only sold 3 or 4 different products because that's all I wanted to do. But if I had someone come in my funnel and I knew they're an insurance buyer and I knew they were in a market for a type of insurance, I would say, hey, look, this is what I carry, but here's what everyone else does. The only thing I would ask is, since I'm giving you this information, just make sure you click on my link so I get credit for it. And so that's how I do affiliate marketing and referral marketing and CPA marketing and all these other things. I was basically using I call it value bomb the rapport out of them. You know, I want to pull rapport from them. I want to have rapport with them. I want, anytime they think about whatever type of business, whatever industry I'm in, I want them to think of Terry Wilson. So if you're using Facebook the right way and you're targeting the right audience, you've come up with a compelling ad that people are going to respond to, and you've got a simple opt-in that they can opt into, then now you've got a lead. You've got someone that, if you do it the right way, and I'm about to show you an example in my own business, you can multi-convert them. You value bomb them. And the fifth thing is you convert them on multiple levels, multiple times. Because now that I know it's a car buyer, now that I know it's someone that's in the SUV market, now that I know it's someone, I might have sold them a car. I might have referred them over to buy a car. But now I've got insurance, car insurance. I've got cleaning things I'll send them that that are ways to, you know, for the next year, get your car washed for free or save money on this product. Or everything to do with my industry, that industry, I'm giving them value, giving them value, giving them value, giving them value. And I'm keeping them as a lead. If you will use Facebook, because, you know, the good book says there's nothing new under the sun. Only thing I'm showing you here is a sales process, a way to make money and take the traffic from the modern day world, which is where everyone's at. They're not at the water cooler anymore. They're not downtown at the barbershop. You're not hanging out networking anymore. It's not about calling your friends, family, and foes. It's about getting in front of the right people. And with the advent of social media and with the ability to literally target exactly the right people, you can do business with people that you can easily build rapport with. There, I know who I am. I know how I speak. I know how I sound. I know my dialect. I know my worldview. I know my theological persuasions and background. So who am I going after? It, like I said, it's more sophisticated if you get thinking on a higher level. You know, you look around you. Who are you friends with? Who do you hang with? Who do you like to hang with? Who likes to hang with you? Who likes being around you? Okay, if you can answer that, then you know exactly the type of people who you want to target. Get really focused on the type of people that will find value in you. And that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be the same ethnicity, same gender. No, I'm not getting into all that. I'm talking about, but there are people that have share the same value system that you do. And so when you speak and you use examples and you use illustrations and you make persuasive arguments about, you know, the value of this product, or the logic behind why you'd want it, you're going to build rapport with them. You're going to resonate with them. Why? Because you've got the same, you know, the same culture, the same, or same, it might not even be the same culture, but it's just the same worldview, the same thinking. I mean, you don't have to sell them on you, because they're sold on your persuasion because they're of the same ilk. So you target the right people. You target people that's you're going to be able to build rapport with. I'm a musician. I love music. I love sports. So guess what? I'm going to go out and find musicians. I'm going to go out and find sports. I'm going to go out and find people that have that commonality with me, but are also looking for X, Y, and Z. You see what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, when I make a Chicago reference about the band Chicago, or I make a baseball reference about the Atlanta Braves, or a Tar Heel basketball reference, and one of my, you know, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that's it, because there's like this kindred spirit. So you're targeting the right people. And then here's when you know you're targeting a certain audience that with a certain interest group, sports, music, then your ad copy can become more compelling. What if I was in that car business, as an example again, and I put up an ad copy that says Tar Heel fans love the blank, and it shows a picture of that vehicle that I'm selling. And then five ways you can save money as a Tar Heel fan, or, you know, I'm making references to this common touch point that we all have something in common. And then my whole sales funnel, I mean, I know that sounds oversimplistic, but think about the brilliance about it. You can see radio advertising, TV advertising, newspaper advertising, all the old media is shotgun approach. Just try to come up with ad copy that is appealing to the masses. And that's why the percentages, like at mail drops, you used to get 2% response on a mail drop. Now you're lucky to get 0.5%. On a mail drop. You're considered a master marketer if you can come up with a mail piece and get 0.5% of response on your call to action. But I'm going to show you right now, for those on the screen, I want to go over to my ad manager here. You can see I spend a little bit of money each month so far on ad copy. Now look what it's costing me on some of my clicks, and then I want to show you a conversion. It'll really break it down. So if you'll notice over here, when you're on my computer screen, you'll have to go look this. I'm getting leads and getting people over to my opt-in for as low as 7 cents and as much as 14 cents on my active. Now, this one right here, that's $1.69, that's me advertising a podcast. So I'm just trying to get my name out in front of other people that podcast is would be have value for, and people would find value in that podcast. But the ones that I'm opting in trying to capture leads and stuff, 12 cents, 7 cents, 14 cents. This one right here at 7 cents, I'll go into my back office and I'll show you something. I'm getting a 52% opt-in rate. 52% opt-in rate. That means for every click that goes over, which is costing me 7 cents a click, over half of them are opting in. Okay. If over half of them are opting in, that means I'm paying 14 cents a lead. That means I'm paying $14 for every 100 leads. Okay. I'm telling you, if I've got 100 leads, I'm going to make way more than $14. Way more. As a matter of fact, I'll probably make out of that for every 100, I'm probably going to make anywhere from $3,500 to $5,000. And I started by offering items for free because my funnel starts with here's something for free. They give you value. I'm value bombing the rapport out of them because I want them to know that, hey, you can get off of this train anytime you want. But as long as you're on this train, I want to give you stuff. I want to give you value. I want to give you help in whatever area that you're in. If you will build your sales funnel that way, if you will start targeting on a more strategic level with your online marketing, and you have a system that can do this, then you will have the three P's that you need to be profitable in business. And you can put your business on autopilot. You're going to have a product. You've got to have a great product. That's why I'm going to make so much money on this is because the least I can make if they did nothing but just took the free offer, the least I can make on someone that cost me 14 cents to get in there is a dollar and a half. That's the very least I can make, which means if I'm making a dollar and a half off of someone that cost me $14 to show up, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm like 1,000% profit margin there. That's why you can afford. You saw the I'm spending about $12,000, a month on marketing. How can I afford to do that? Well, because look at the conversion rates. Look at the profits I'm making. Okay. So if you have a product that's profitable, that's why a lot of people they're into you hear me say it a lot, pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. You can't make money making just nickels and dimes off this affiliate marketing. Some of these affiliate marketing offers, you'll lose your shirt. And I know a lot of guys out there are training. Well, you got to, and I do here, multi-convert that lead. But the problem is you've got to make some money on it or you're going to get discouraged. You're going to run out of capital. There's a cost of rolling money. And for a lot of my clients, they're just getting into this. And so they can't afford to break even for 90 days before they start picking up traction. They need to start making money in the first month, if at all possible. And the way you make money in the first month is making more than just break even off of what it costs you to generate a lead. Okay. So you got to have a product that's profitable. That's why our members make anywhere from $400 to $18,000, per sale. Then you have to have people to speak to. Here's just one way you can use our platform because we give you the opt-in forms. We give you, show you step-by-step how to design it. You got to have a funnel set up the right way. We show you step-by-step how to do that. You've got to have a ad copy that will convert. We show you templates that you can copy ours, or we'll show you a way to use ours as a template, make your own so it looks a little bit different than everyone else out there. But we show you how to make the ad copy. But you got to have the people to speak with, a product that's profitable, and a process. And that's what we're getting into now, a process to get in front of the people and scale it. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times people will listen to my podcast or come on to one of these webinars and say, Terry, oh my gosh, I'm just not technical. Man, you're showing a bunch of computer stuff. Here's the deal. There's a reason why we have a call center. If you can take a call, read a script, you can make money in our business. Now, let me just tell you up front, that is not a scalable model. And what I mean by that is you're only one person. You can only talk to so many people a day. And you're going to talk to a lot of people that are just, as we say in the South, tire kickers. They're just not interested. They're just, seeing what it is. And I don't care who you are. You can be Mr. Super Salesman. you know, super duper sales lady. You talk to 50 people a day, you get cussed out 20 times, even if they're inbound calls, you're going to get discouraged after a while. You shouldn't. Okay. It's a numbers game, but people do because people are just, it's just human nature. So it's difficult, even with the inbound calls, it's difficult. But here's the deal. If you had a process in place that before they got any information, before they even got sold, they opted in, the system is sending information and we provide you all the information, all the videos, you don't have to create anything that qualifies that lead. And then by the time they come out saying, hey, I need someone to talk to, they've already seen the product, they've already been sold on the product, and now they're just ready to move forward. If you can just put one word in front of the other and complete a thought, you know, you have to be able to talk a little bit. You don't have to be a super salesman, but you have to be professional. You have to be, you know, likable. You can't be a jerk to people. But if you can do the basic things, you've got a scalable business that is profitable. And that's why we offer at TW3. If you'd like to get involved, all you got to do is go to TerryWilson3.com/apply. TerryWilson3.com/apply. We'll send out information. You can jump off the train anytime you want. You can opt out and say, nah, Terry, I'm just not interested. But if you'd like to take your money and your business, your life to the next level, if you would like to make money on Facebook for a change, and you've tried Facebook marketing, it's just not worked out, we will show you step by step the five things you've got to have. We'll show you how to target on Facebook. We'll show you how to create compelling, mysterious ad copy. We'll show you how to create a simple opt-in form. We'll show you how to value bomb the rapport out of them. We'll show you how to generate multiple conversions. We'll show you how to make money off of people that you did nothing but just give them stuff. If you want to do that, TerryWilson3.com/apply. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.